Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Rock Life podcast, where we are rewinding our message. We are having a great time here. As always, like, subscribe, share, comment, ask questions. And we are so grateful to be able to go through our previous weekend message. I want to encourage you. This is not the message. This is supplemental to the message. So check that out. That's a different YouTube video. That's a different podcast. Check the message out. And this is just, we get to add, we get to ask questions. We get to rewind and hear the heart, vision, and add, squeeze out every last drip of anointing out of these sermons. My name is Antonio, and I am here for a special Christmas treat. We have Pastor Dan, Pastor Jessica.
Hello,
welcome,
hello.
Everybody. As you can see, this is our Christmas edition.
And Pastor Jess helped decorate everything here.
She's not
happy with it.
She walked in and said,
she said, "We're lacking.
This is Christmas.
You two
men don't know what you're doing."
The men did this podcast.
Yeah. So she added the lights and then these two things here. So yeah. Christmas, actually the Nutcrackers is like a staple of yours.
Yes.
I think we have more Nutcrackers than we do like
Christmas trees.
Bulbs.
I don't have anywhere to put them. In fact, they stayed in boxes.
My grandma used to be like a Coke collector. You know, like all things Coke,
you know,
all those things.
Stephanie.
Oh, so it's the collects Coke.
You should see Coke. Christmas
Coke.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. Interesting story I heard about that. We won't have time for that one, but
that's where Santa became red and white. Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is marketing. The power
marketing.
Of marketing.
Yeah. He used to be a Turkish guy that went to the Council of Nicaea.
Yep.
Helped to develop the Nicene Creed.
Well, actually, we can talk a little bit about it because these are, you know, this is our
Christmas stuff,
episode. What are maybe some, Pastor Jess, we want to hear from you. What are some Christmas traditions in your family and that you got to see this
the
year
Roth
or
family
previous
traditions.
Years?
Well, we had to start our own traditions when
we got
married.
Yeah.
And I came from a family that obviously loves Christmas. My mother herself is Mother Christmas.
Yeah, Mrs. Christmas.
and so that was always put into us kids, where Dan was a bit opposite. And so
we had a Christmas tree.
Right. Yeah.
That's about
so
it.
Yeah. There,
skip church.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
had breakfast
didn't go
about
to church
noon.
On
yeah.
Christmas. It was like, what?
And Easter. Yeah, it was just, we didn't want the show.
Right. Like, skip the big days, right?
Yeah,
like, that's
there's
goes.
Too many people.
So weird to
we're
me,
tired.
Right? So, like, but God brought us together. And so when we got married, we were at Rhema Bible Training Center, and we were newly married, and I'm going, we need to start our own traditions. Like, Christmas is a big deal. And he was fighting me all the way. Like, Christmas is not that big of a deal. And I'm like, you are
horrible. Put up a tree.
You're never going to be married
we'll
to me
sleep
if
in.
You're going to be this way. So we went, I decorated, and then I went and got a gingerbread house because we worked at a big box store.
Yeah.
And they had them there. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, we've never done this actually in my family. Did you do this in your family? He's like, no. Like, then this will be our thing.
Very cool.
He fought me the whole way. He's like, this is so stupid. Why are we making this dumb gingerbread house? Da-da-da-da. Like, complained the whole time. So, girls,
if you've ever put together a
gingerbread
house, just getting the thing up. It's like, I need some screws. I need some L brackets.
Oh,
I need two trips to Home Depot.
So he was just so negative. And so then we
very
ended
negative.
Up, we ended up doing it every year, though.
Yeah.
And now we do it every year with our kids. We've always done it with our kids. And this year, my son's girlfriend actually came over, and I got her house, too, and we did a whole gingerbread competition, and everybody voted.
That's like your
we
annual
had
thing,
voting,
right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a thing. It's
yeah.
like a thing
this year
now.
We had voting.
Yeah,
this year
cool.
we had voting, so I can't wait to have grandbabies one day and do it with them. And
who won?
Who did win?
Who won?
You did win. You did win.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's good at it, right? Now he's really good
well,
at it.
Well, the funny thing is what's in my head is like, have you ever seen those competitions where they've got like the gingerbread chalet?
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
what's in my thinking, and what comes out I'm so totally frustrated with. And then, like, I mean, seriously, I just kind of gave up and stopped.
Yeah.
And then when the voting happened, one person actually said, like, oh, I think mine was, like, number three. They're like, number three is my happy place.
Oh, very
and
good.
I'm like, really?
Nice.
Yeah.
The chalet lived That's on.
They were all wonderful.
Except no, they
you guys
were
are very
great.
Artistic. You have some artists in the family.
Very artsy, yes.
Yeah.
Dan's side of the family is very
now,
artsy.
Now, our son, Mike, our middle son, you know,
he's not artsy.
He's not an artsy. He's the athlete, you know.
Yeah.
So he had
and
like just
man.
All kinds of like globs of, you know, icing and candy and all that kind of stuff,
well,
you know.
He made that sucker hold together. He made sure that thing was firm and strong.
You're not going to break it apart.
And ugly. Yeah.
But someone actually did say, I'd eat number one, which was his. Yeah, you know, they're like, as far as like live, I'd live in number three, but I'd eat number one. And so I was like, well, you know, hey.
And it had a money sign on it.
Money.
Yeah. So, no, that's one of our traditions, and we're finding that really fun. Another one is we go ice skating. I was young, I used to go, like, and get professional lessons when we lived in the mountains, and that was daily for me. So I used to be able to do the axles and, like, you know, the
that
all
was
of that.
The Nancy Kerrigan
era,
full right?
On. And then we moved down the hill when my parents started the Rock, and I no longer was able to do ice skating because there's
still
no ice
really
skating
good,
down
though.
Here.
Yeah,
I mean, I tell
you,
she gets out on the ice, and she's got her own ice skates. She gets out there and, like,
triple axle
shows people what's up. I mean, I remember one time we were in, was it in Oregon?
No,
I think we were in Oregon, and she got out on the ice and started skating backwards. And there were these little girls that were watching her with big wide eyes go around this,
and
the
Luke
rink.
Too, because Luke was a hockey.
Yeah, Luke
player,
was a hockey player, and so
we
he's,
were like schooling
they,
people.
They were
out
just
there.
Like going around and all this kind of stuff. And this little girl saw her skating backwards. And was like, you know, and you could just see the wheels turning, like, I want to skate backwards like her, you know, and all of a sudden she's like trying to do it and like going around. So I was like, man, you go, girl.
Yeah, it's fun. So this year we went again because there's a place by us. And we went and we brought my son's girlfriend and she learned how to ice skate and she loved it. She's like, oh my gosh, I want to do it again. And so it was really, I'm excited
I mean,
to see.
She had a roller skating party and so I'm like, you should know what you're doing, you know.
So it's neat to see, like, that the things that we do, we used to make, we don't do it so much anymore, but when they were really little, I'd make a birthday cake. So that I taught the kids, like, is the whole point of Christmas is to celebrate Jesus's birthday. And so we would have a birthday cake.
We'd
like
put
the,
on the song
the
and cry.
Of. No, well, it would not be weird.
Have you heard
that
song?
I saw a weird meme about this. Like, Christians are so weird about they sing happy birthday to Jesus. And it wasn't weird. Really, I wanted to
It's homage, right? It's just,
No, I get it. No, I'm thinking about that song that they used to do with the kids' choirs. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Oh,
and everybody's crying.
I forgot about that one.
Oh, man. At the moment I hear it, I'm just like.
I know. But the real gift is you.
Oh, man. Can you imagine Ella singing that?
I know. That's what I like.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's no wonder.
Man.
Like, I've got little Coco, you know?
Yeah, I know for sure.
And
I think
anymore.
That's what trips me out when I think about that, because I see Ella up there. I'm like, oh, I remember when that was Chloe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Now she's
it goes
in
by
college.
So fast.
Like, no, this is crazy.
So, I mean, what are some traditions? We always read the Bible, like, story before we open gifts. We have cinnamon rolls before we open gifts. We have coffee and cinnamon rolls.
Which some cinnamon rolls showed up. Early this
Chloe
year.
Made cinnamon rolls from scratch with Sarah last night.
Fun.
It was great. So, we do all this kind of stuff. And then we open our gifts. We don't do a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
We do, like, we had people in our lives that, like.
Don't lie on the podcast. We don't do a lot of gifts.
But see,
coming from the family
from
that I was
who
in.
Doesn't do gifts at all. Okay?
My family was like, you get one.
Right.
One good one. You know what I mean? Like,
they love cards, which I'm not. I don't even buy cards. I'm why would you want
a
card?
No, cards are for birthdays, not for Christmas.
Put that money into the gift. That's
how
I feel.
Please.
About
that's
cards.
How I feel too, man. And so, like, we're so opposite in that sense. And so, like, in that, like, but we do, like, about three gifts per kid, you know, or whatever. And
again, don't lie.
I'm not lying.
We would do three gifts, and then you'd be like, oh, but they just need.
Well, jammies don't count.
Oh, see? See what happens right
and
now?
And then you separate the top from the bottom, so that's an extra
my
couple
gosh,
of gifts.
And then if I didn't, like, add the kids' gifts, because I buy them throughout the year, so, like, if I didn't add them right, I just start giving them to them.
And I've got, like, poor kid guilt. Like, I didn't get all this stuff. And I was
you had an extra one, and I don't want your other brothers and sisters to know.
Am I ruining my kids? Yeah.
No, it's funny. And I love how traditions evolve and shift and change as the family grows. Like, are you adding a girlfriend, adding significant others?
Yeah, looking forward to that season of, like, spouses and grandbabies.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be really fun.
I'm going to be the cool grandpa.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like not even like G-Pa, right? Like, or like, what is it? Yeah.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, they can call me whatever, but, you know, it's whatever flies out of their mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Well, and then we do, you know, Christmas Eve service always.
Yeah,
communion.
And then we would always go to
always
my parents' house afterwards. And there would just be family that would come over, you know, during the day. And so I have a big family on my side and tons of nephews and most nephews. two girls in that side of the family. So now we have great-great nieces and nephews coming. And it's just so cool. So, you know, my dad being gone this year will be very different, mm-hmm. but we're still going to, I went and got the ham this year.
Yeah.
Like my dad would go and be so proud of himself and get the ham. And he would call me, oh, I stood in line to get the honey baked ham for you guys. Yeah. I'm so excited. And so I went and got the honey baked ham with my sister Kim yesterday. And my mom is making the spaghetti and we're going to do it. We're going to do that's it so cool. with a lot of tears, but we're going to do it this year.
Pressing through.
Yes.
And I just that's how a tradition passes on, right?
There's, yeah.
You see the value in it. And that's really awesome.
Yep.
Well, we just had a beautiful Christmas service this weekend. You guys tag teamed. Now I know like there's always the behind the scenes of the, it's kind of like the Christmas picture. There's the pose. Oh my gosh, what a great service. What goes into tag teaming?
Oh man.
A message.
It's actually a lot harder to preach with someone else than it is individually. You know, you think, well, you've only got half a message or whatever, it's actually harder because when you've got the whole thing, you're in control. Mm-hmm. And when you're preaching with someone else, you have to kind of negotiate.
Yep.
All right. This is what I'm thinking. This is what you're thinking. And then, and processes even, you know, because I'm very different. I'll let, you know, stuff stew for a while inside and just be thinking about it. And a new thought will pop up and I'll develop that thought. And then finally, towards the end, I'll put the message on paper and develop it that way. Whereas she's like, I need time to like put it on paper and then like let it get in me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we're opposite. You know, I'm building up to it, whereas she's like honing down on it. You know, I don't know. It's just
Like all week he's been texting me like random sentences, and I'm like, hey, like where are you thinking you want to go?
We did meet. We did have a like formal
right. But he sent face me like face. A text message that said something about dream, like one sentence, and I could tell it was like totally like the moment revelation. For him, like revelation. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
The light.
I can imagine
God.
Like, oh, this is gonna blow her mind. Oh yeah.
No.
Boom.
And sin. I was like,
I'm like, aren't you prophetic? Like, don't you get a word and just like it just boom?
Not right. always. No. And so, when he came home last night, we did sit down. He did tell me. I'm like, definitely. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, I never saw it that way. So, yes, it is cool to do it. Mm-hmm. I've done it with him. I've done it with my dad before. I've done it with my mom before. And it's definitely like. When you do it with people that don't live in your household, it is harder.
Right. Because you're not like, as you get it, you can talk about it.
Yeah,
right?
We can talk about it whenever, but like it was hard with them. So I was like, you just take this piece and then I'll take this piece and we have to just have a meeting.
Usually when I've done the collaboration like that, like I remember when, you know, it was your dad, Luke, and me for, you know, a while, we would do every third week or something like that. And then when Easter would roll around, we'd all take one point of a message, but usually someone would come up with the message. Hey, I was thinking this for Easter, and here's our 3 points. Usually Pastor Jim would be like, all right, I'm doing one, you're doing two, you're doing three, go. You know, I was like,
I
all right,
his simplicity and organization. Yeah.
Easy. You know, but the hard part is when you're developing the message, if you don't have it already, you can't be like, hey, you take this point, you know, which that in itself is hard too when you have to preach someone else's message.
Oh, I think it's the worst. So like, I hate when people are like, okay, this is what we want you to preach. Mm-hmm. I've done that a few times for people, and I almost am like thinking I'm never going to do that again because it's just so hard.
Now, what about like, because in Romans, you know, what if I said, hey, I need you to do Romans 5:8?
Well, yeah, but then I can get my own inspiration. I've had people like tell me the points.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good.
And like, make sure you're touching
this. Yes. And I'm like, one time I had somebody at Christmas tell me that they needed me to talk about Mary and not
John the Baptist.
Was it John the Baptist? One of them. It was such a weird, twisted version of this message. I'm like, I don't even know theologically if this is right. I was just like having the hardest time, and I had to make up my own. Yeah. Like, and then they do it with some podcast during 2020. It was like so stupid.
Yeah.
And so, not that it was stupid, but it really was. I drove very far to go film this podcast to never hear from these people again. And I don't even know if it ever got out there. Like, so weird things I learned
don't
not to do.
Google Pastor Jessica podcast.
I have no idea
now
if it's out there.
Because now they're going to be like, they're stupid. Careful.
I'm sorry, I'm too
we
raw.
Love
probably
them.
Not good for podcasts. No, huh? I... So,
they're wonderful
on a podcast,
and smart.
We love you all.
They're amazing.
Well, that was when they were first starting.
For sure. No.
Like, that was like when it was new to record everything.
Yeah.
I think it was on a podcast with some conference.
We might need to edit this.
Well, no. I
stop. No, the topic was just stretching.
Yeah.
And, well, and that's why I didn't like that.
To the point of like, trying to come up with something
versus
getting your own inspiration.
Yes,
for
from the Holy Spirit. So I feel like you almost leave the Holy Spirit out of it in that sense, and I don't like that.
So in this collaboration for this weekend,
yeah,
what, you know, you guys came. How did you end up kind of landing?
So going from we met again,
yeah,
before the weekend, and sat down, and she was sharing with me what we said this the previous week on the podcast. Yeah. The scriptures speak to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Scriptures give you the message, yes. And so she was meditating on the scriptures. I was meditating on the scriptures, and so as I was looking at what we were talking about, and specifically, you know, because the one thing I texted her was my part of the message this past weekend, which is about the dream, that the fact that God can do the impossible, wants to do the impossible, and gives us the tools to overcome the blockages to our blessings, that we have permission to dream again.
Yeah.
Now with that, so what do we do with that? That was where God was speaking to her portion of the message.
Yeah.
And specifically with Mary, mm-hmm. and Zacharias, with the contrast between these two.
It's the responses, you know, the difference of response. Mm-hmm. To the call of God, and to the plan and what God wants to do in our lives, for the miracles that He wants to perform in and through our lives, what is our response to those things, and how well do they go, right? And so I do believe that, like, when we talk, they do work, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us separately, but we put it together, and
it's a great message.
Well, and that's why I love, you know, because we talked about it before, like, you know, it is a Christmas message. How many? It's one story. There's one Christmas story, and so it's like, is there pressure to feel like you're coming up with a new? It's not like you're coming up with a new take, but it's just, hey, what are you speaking uniquely this year?
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like how you can read the same verse on a different day.
I don't feel pressure.
Right.
Like, I think it's you know, it's like a reminder every year, mm-hmm. of the goodness of what God did. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same as Easter. When Easter comes around, true. You know, people are like, oh, do you get sick of hearing the same messages or teaching the same things? And I'm like, but really, it is, how easily do we forget?
Yeah.
How easily does our lives get full and busy? Mm-hmm. How much is, like, are we fighting a good fight of faith constantly as believers and Christians? Like, we need to pause and think about these special, incredible moments that made us who we are, and why we are followers of Christ and children of God. Like, and I think that, so for me, I never find it as, like, redundant, mm-hmm. or, you know, frustrating. Like, people, like, hate Christmas music, right? And they're like, oh gosh, I have so many, like, people that are just like, don't put Christmas on, you know, until
bah humbug people
in my own side of the family.
Excuse me.
Not him, but others. And so I have to just overlook them, because I have to get, there's such a beautiful message of Christmas. And if anybody's going to tell the story of Christmas, it's us Christians. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the whole point. Yeah. It's not Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. It's not the Christmas trees. Yeah. It's not all those things that, like, you know, I've had people say, well, there's a pagan. Da, da. Yes, they were, but they took them back. Right. They restored them. They redeemed them back. And they used
those
times.
Just the day.
The day.
The Christmas has never belonged to anybody
except for Christ.
You know, that's the advent of our Lord, that when God came.
Yes.
And I think that's where I get frustrated with people who say we shouldn't be celebrating Christmas.
That's a religious spirit.
Excuse me. You don't want to celebrate the fact that Jesus came. We should set aside a time. Mm-hmm. And because the Bible doesn't have a definitive date or anything attached to that, we would understand when that would be. You know, we know when Passover is.
Yep.
So we know when we're going to celebrate the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord. We know when Pentecost was.
Yep.
We know when the birth of the church. We can set a date on a calendar and say, hey, this is when, and this is when we're going to celebrate it. As far as the birth of Jesus, there's some clues, mm-hmm. little things that are there, and you know, there's definitely some strong evidence.
Yeah.
However, we don't know.
Right.
I mean, some people have talked about the fact that shepherds were still outside at night. I mean, you know, it is very much like California.
Yeah.
Israel is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could be outside all night in the dead of winter.
Right. You really could.
You know, and if you're a shepherd, and if you're a good shepherd, you're going to be taking care of that flock no matter how cold it is. You bundle up, set a fire, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so they could have been outside even in December 25th.
It's not like it was New England, right? And there's blizzards. And
No. It's,
like,
I mean, it's
a white Christmas.
It's literally like being in California. Right. You know, it's a desert place, and
like it.
Yeah, it's very similar. And I mean, Jerusalem is up on a hill, a mountain. You know, we know Mount Zion and all that kind of stuff. So Bethlehem is 6 miles away. So there was hills and things like that. But at the same time, the climate there,
yeah,
you definitely could be out in the winter, you know. And I was there a couple years back in the winter. And, yeah, it got cold. We got rained on. But I never put on, like, a snow jacket. Yeah.
Like you do here, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Well, I just think, you know, God established holy days.
Absolutely.
He established for his people to celebrate,
yes,
to remember.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
That's,
you know,
we're
remembering, we're celebrating that Jesus came.
It's fitting.
It is very fitting. I mean, that's why I think even birthdays that we celebrate,
yes,
we celebrate people that we love, and we're just acknowledging them. So these are all things that the Lord himself established for his people to
There's
do.
So much
he had
to
no
celebrate.
Problem with festivities, with parties. Yeah. These things would go on multiple days.
Yeah. Weeks.
Right? Like
yeah.
It was part of the tradition. Like when you talk about holiday season, that was one holiday that they were just, it was a season for a time of remembrance and honoring.
Well, I mean, imagine 3 times a year, every male above age 20 had to travel to Jerusalem to celebrate.
Right.
3 times a year.
Yeah.
And they had different purposes for each one. Now, granted, the nation of Israel is about the size of New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not traveling very far.
Right.
And definitely when you think about going from like Bethlehem to Jerusalem, that was a, you know, maybe a 6-hour walk.
Right.
Something like that, you know, so you could get there in half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with even if you were in the far north and Dan, coming down through past the Sea of Galilee, it was day or two journey, you know, that you would be able to make it. So, you know, you could do that,
right?
And they would do that, and Jerusalem would fill up in those festival times.
Yep.
So we understand that those things would be taking place. But the point is that God commanded the whole nation to celebrate, and as the body of Christ, I think it's fitting that we celebrate the birth of our Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
So because they stopped, they paused, they had to put things on hold.
Yeah.
To make this pilgrimage, is it so much for us on a day to stop, pause, remove ourselves from our busyness, our plans, to set aside time to remember and celebrate Jesus.
Definitely.
Be with our families. Like, I know the holidays look different for other people. Not everyone celebrates on the same day because people work or they, you know, they celebrated with different side another day. And I think all this proves is that it's not a matter of a date, but we are going to take time to remember Jesus.
Absolutely.
And what it looked like. Man, all the prophecies that are fulfilled by this happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a celebration.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Hundreds.
And I feel like maybe we don't put the emphasis on it that it deserves at times because the world has made it very commercialized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you really think about it, it's not a commercial. This is this is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the whole reason that we breathe and we live and we have being.
Yeah.
Like all of this is for this very incredible moment, you know? And so every year I look forward to Christmas.
Yep.
You know, I mean, gosh, this was a rough year for us. I went through surgery. We overcame reports of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My dad ended up dying. And all of it, I thought to myself the whole time, oh, gosh. And I'm the one that has to do Christmas for our church and for everybody else. And I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this year.
Right.
But you know what? There was just something in me that was like, no, this is not for me. This is not just for me to say I get to or not to. This is still God's birthday.
Yeah.
Like we still have to celebrate who he is.
Right.
And so sometimes, you know, people, why do you put up your Christmas tree? Why do you do so much? Well, it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even for my kids, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not even for Dan. It is for Christ. It is for me to make something beautiful for him.
That explains why we have 3 trees and not just one.
We do. We have 3 trees and, you know, and honestly, I cherish the fact that it makes me pause and reflect, you know, and to think about the light of the world. You know, that was our theme this year. He's with the light for all humanity.
Yeah.
And what a gift in a very dark time that we had been through, you know, and there was this was a hard year for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he came to be the light, which is also the life, which is the logos, the word of God breathed and word became flesh. I mean, these are such powerful, extravagant, momentary, like personal places that we need to reflect on and pause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think Christmas is so important.
Yeah. Well, I think of the word hope. Right. And so for, you know, you reference many people feeling, you know, whether they experience loss, tragedy, things happen and you feel can feel deflated in the area of hope. But if nothing else, we can have hope that knowing that Jesus came.
Yes.
And because Jesus came, he died. And because he died, he rose again and we have our salvation. And it kind of fills us up with hope and adds, you know, he's the hope. He's the light of the world. All these amazing things that regardless of the level of festivity that we felt,
right,
that we feel, you know, right. I know I could, I was thinking like, do I feel as festive this year? Did I play as much Christmas music? Did right. I decorate as much as the previous year? And, there, and I can know that there are some years that have been like, I'm really jolly this year. Something like, oh, it's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But if nothing else, man, Jesus came and we're going to celebrate
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to have, man, we have hope in Jesus.
And don't you think that like Christmas keeps you from being selfish?
Mm-hmm.
So like not just even loving others, but really you can, I've heard so many people like Christmas is a horrible time. Somebody died. And mm-hmm. so I've lost someone on Christmas, or Christmas is horrible because my parents were horrible to me, right, or right. whatever the case may be. But really when we get off of ourselves at Christmas mm-hmm. and what Christmas reminds us of, and we put our focus and our shift on who he is,
yeah.
it changes the perspective of a very bad place in our lives. Yeah. And that's the hope. Like I don't have to go back and think about all the pain. I can go now and look to Jesus, this baby born in a manger. Yeah. And I can look to hope, and I can look to the goodness of God, and I can see good now in places that used to bring me right. pain. And so there's such a beautiful message in Christmas. There's miracles, there's signs, there's yeah. wonders. I mean, really, if anything's going to happen, this would be the time of year
yeah.
yep.
for a miracle to happen,
yeah.
you know?
So good. Well, guys, I mean, I appreciate you guys taking the time. What a special Christmas we had.
Yeah.
Christmas at the Rock 2024.
Merry Christmas,
amazing.
Rock Church. Yeah.
And we have hope in Jesus.
Amen.
And we continue on as we close out the calendar year of 2024. And we're excited for 2025.
Ooh, amen.
Excited.
So yeah. Our next episode, we are excited about what's to come. And
yeah.
But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rock
Merry
Church
Christmas.
Ian. Shout yeah. out to Ian.
Shout out to Ian.
And what an amazing, any last thoughts for us on this Christmas episode?
You got anything, Pastor Jess?
Just remember that you are the light that shines so bright in these dark places. So go be the full-time minister God has called you to be this next year.
Well, Pastor Jess, in that same thought, can you pray us out? We don't always have you. Although we'd love to have her more,
yeah.
wouldn't we, Pastor Dan?
Always. She said, I never get invited back. And it, honey.
It's your podcast, Pastor.
You're always invited. But I mean, like, it's a treat for us.
Yes,
we're like, yeah,
absolutely.
Come, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to pray. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for this year of 2024. And Lord, as we close it out and we end the year with remembering the goodness of what you sent with your son. And you yourself wrapped in swaddling clothes, God himself wrapped in humanity, all for us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that moment. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that as we conclude this year, God, that your hand and your fingerprint is on it. And Lord, we thank you for what is to come. And Lord, we pray, God, a blessing into this new year, Lord. And we thank you, God, that you are more than able, that you are the light of humanity, and that you are a good, good Father. And Lord, we love you and we honor you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you guys. See you soon.